Hello, and welcome to The Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hello. Wait, I think I have a conference call coming in.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to pause the podcast?
Hold on. Are we gonna three-way this?
How many
people are we bringing this call?
I know the big man up top is in there.
Hold on, I got Tokyo online too. Hold on, I don't have a translator here, dude. I'm gonna have to say some racist shit in a terrible accent. I'll just pick it up later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just hang up. I'll just pretend it's a fucking deadline.
Ni hao. Okay. There. I'm fucking hung up. Ni hao is Chinese, isn't it? Fuck. This week we're talking about learning with the aid of instructional videos of yore. Dude, any excuse to use the word of yore.
Yeah, it's definitely appropriate. But these things are fucking vintage.
Dude, like, these videos are yours, fuck, bro.
Yeah.
100%.
These videos have fucking fermented for fucking decades.
They got that nice, you know, musk to them, right?
I mean, like, I think they probably had musk to them when they were first filmed. Just looking at them.
We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the Mavis Beacon Teaches Touch Typing full gamer score plus DLC completionist, it'll get its own show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to go to the podcast graveyard where you'll be forced to learn. Or sorry, it will be forced to learn binomial functions while writing all of your workings on a small slate board, but your chalk is blunt forever.
Is chalk ever, like, sharp?
Well, I guess you could sharpen it, but, you know, I'm sure it's a lot more annoying if it's blunt.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen, like, a fucking premium sharpened chalk.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be writing down a bunch of binomial functions, I'm guessing you want as much real estate as you can have.
Yeah, you want that fucking prime real estate. That's actually something I came across when trying to research this podcast idea.
Oh yeah,
and like fuck, I'm so into it. Like this stuff just seems to be my jam. Like it's called Sleepcore.
Is this music you're saying? Is this type of music?
No. It's the the live streams, but they try to recreate the experience of like late night TV. So like. I no longer have to be unemployed to experience my favorite genre of media now. I can just fucking slap YouTube on, pretend like it's fucking 2 a.m.
just pretend you're living in an apartment somewhere where the rent is like four times the recommended price, just eating cereal out of a fucking aluminium packet or something.
That's all I crave. I need those TV dinners just fucking in me, fucking low effort. Just
hungry man with tears.
Oh, fuck, I've never had a Hungry Man, actually.
I haven't either. They look shit. They look fucking so bad.
I think most of, like, the TV dinners I've got are, like, they haven't been frozen. They're just ones that you get, like, in the supermarket. That's, like, in the deli. You get, like, a couple of those you can microwave.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll last a couple of days.
Oh, I see. They're not, like... Oh, they're kind of fresh. Fresher.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if fresh is really the word I'd describe.
No. Well, maybe like prepared, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Prepackaged, but neglected.
I know, you still get that good like fucking plastic film over the top of it. You have to like jab a couple of thousand times and then throw it in a microwave.
I wonder, how long do you have to cook those for? Because some of them are like fucking like steak.
Well, fuck, I don't know. It's all a guessing game. Maybe there's like a science behind it.
Dude, just wait. In the future, man, we're going to have fucking combo microwave and air fryers. Wait for that shit.
Fuck, are you sure that's not already a thing?
I mean,
I would be surprised if that's not a thing.
Could be, but fuck, I've been hearing a lot of hype. Been hearing a lot of air fryer hype, dude, recently.
What, do you subscribe to fucking, like, Air Fryer magazine or something?
No, but, like, there's a lot of people, right, independently of one another have told me, like, how good their air fryer is.
Maybe it's up and coming.
It's making me think that I kind of want one, but any fucking air fryer brands, Kenwood, get in touch, hook me up, you know, phone us, dude.
I'm sure you could get one on eBay. Like, it only deep fried like one rat, so it's fucking, it's good to go.
Lightly used. Right.
Yeah. Wait, should we completely throw away our fucking corporate training video idea and just have like oven costs?
No. I think we talked about ovens last episode.
but we have so much just fucking oven knowledge and experience just shoved in us.
I don't know. I don't have any experience.
Fuck, I have some experience. Like, fuck, isn't it the worst when you get fucking food on the stove when you're cooking it and it just fucking instantly burns onto the stove?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's hashtag relatable for sure.
Is that hashtag relatable?
Yeah. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, sorry if we were going to go into this. I just wanted to complain about buying these lighters. I bought like 50 lighters for £6 and then I bought 3 lighters for £4. Oh my god. Sorry. Do you want to go ahead? What were you talking about earlier?
The only lighter, like, everyone's lighter is always, like, fucking always empty, and it takes you, like, 50 tries to even get it lit. That's my experience with lighters.
Sorry, that's why you buy 50 of them. Just buy 50, and then you won't have that problem. You can just, if one's broken, just throw in the trash.
Fuck, if you have, like, 50, I think they'll probably have enough fluid for, like, one lighter between all of them.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it doesn't matter, as long as you can use them once or twice, that's good enough for me.
Well, you have enough to fucking do that. It'll last for a while.
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't know how to transition into. Okay, should we podcast?
Yeah. We'll just put like a beep in the middle, and then it'll cut to it.
Okay, can we please?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we please podcast?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready, dude.
You got your clip on tie. Your clipboard?
No, I do have a ballpoint pen. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's office related. You know, like maybe like a nice like a Bic or something.
See, Bic make everything.
A Bic pen.
Is this Bic? This is knockoff.
Bic's the only brand I know.
Wait, it is Bic. This is Bic.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Dang, dude, Bic's everywhere.
Yeah, it's the only. Is there another brand of fucking pen or like I don't know?
Yeah, there's like Zebra, Faber-Castell.
Is it Zebra brand?
Yeah, Zebra. Zebra make a lot of brands. Mitsubishi, they make a lot of pens.
Mitsubishi make pens?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Stabilo, you know, those Uniball pens and shit.
Oh damn, I didn't know you were a fucking pen connoisseur.
I dabble. I've written a few things in my time, you know. Click click.
I know. Wait, well, what pens do I have for it? Actually, fuck, I need to I need to go into the topic. It's like no more pen talk, no more oven talk. We've got to go back to business.
Okay.
I think I have an idea that could potentially be lucrative.
Lucrative? Okay.
Yeah, because I think because reviewing stuff seems to be, it's a pretty big podcast avenue, you know, that we haven't really been down yet. And, you know, maybe if we're really good at reviewing stuff, maybe people could send us stuff to review, or you know, we could get those like fat discounts.
Oh yeah, dude, air fryer sponsorship.
But I don't, well, I think this is how we're gonna start. Okay, so I propose that we review corporate training videos.
Okay,
so you know, like those like 80, those cheesy 80s ones from like Pizza Hut VHS tapes. They tell you how to, like, flip a pizza or, like, how to put sauce on a pizza or whatever. And you see, like, the dead look in the person's eyes.
I didn't put it together, but every single one of these instructional videos looks like they're recorded on VHS and then re-recorded several times.
Yeah, I swear, I think we just forgotten what VHS looks like. Because, man, it was real fucking grainy.
Yeah, dude, I don't remember VHS looking like this, man. Was it really this soft and, like, fuzzy?
Yeah, we used to fucking live like this, like animals.
Yeah, we used to live like this. Yeah, dude. Now I get upset if I don't see somebody's fucking pores, you know?
Yeah, but like, all these actually have been released before we were even conceived. So, I mean, these are premium vintage. I don't know anything about VHS quality or like technology. Maybe they improved when we were born, but who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think beat that. Wasn't that Betamax? Betamax was like the good VHS. Fuck, this bit is for a no one. Okay,
I think it was a difference between video quality and then record time, and I think the average consumer just did not give a fuck about quality back then. They just wanted what was it? What was that long ass movie that was on four VHSs? Moses. That there was a Moses movie that came out and it was on four separate VHSs.
Was it the whole an Old Testament or
most of it?
What is? I thought that was because VHS backed porn, so all the porn films were on VHS. So people were fuck Betamax. I want to be where it's at.
Yeah, dude, porn was really long back in the day too, right? I think you would, if you went to buy a porno movie, it would have been 2 hours of just grainy VHS sex and shit like that.
I can't bust it if there's no story. I need to be taken by the story. I need to know the plot, Matt.
Yeah, dude.
I need to know it. Why are they all firemen, Matt? Why are they by the ocean?
Why can't I hear any talking? It's just a bass line.
I think that was actually the first bass line I learned was, is it Debbie Does Dallas?
The Debbie Does Dallas bass line?
Yeah. It's a really good bass line.
Dude, people don't know. If you whip that out now, people won't know. Just here's something funky.
They will never know my secret shame unless they listen to this podcast. And please, please listen to our podcast. Oh, fuck. Okay, so, maybe we can learn something from these training videos. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day we could make our own training video for, our podcast interns.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe you can teach them how to use our precious bandwidth,
How to limit your packet loss.
Okay, so, the ones I selected for us are primarily from, the early to late 80s. I think that's, the good ballpark for, cheesy training videos. But, some of these go back to the 40s and 50s.
Oh, yeah. When I was at school, they showed us one literally from, the 40s. About airplanes. Oh,
Wait, really?
It was so fucking old. It was in black and white.
Oh, fuck.
And they used it as an actual training tool.
I didn't know people still use these in dated ones. I guess you don't make them that often. You need to get the fucking budget to bust some of these out.
Mm. And I guess, airplanes that we were working on were pretty old. The videos are pretty old relating to the old aircraft. I guess it's the same for pizza, right? I mean, how pizza doesn't really change.
Yeah. Does it? And not many people can afford Shaq anymore. So
yeah, that's true.
If there's anything I learned from these videos is you need a guest appearance. That's fucking crucial.
I wonder... It must be the majority of the budget is just spent on fucking Shaqs.
I wouldn't be surprised, where the budget has gone in half these.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's mostly the 80s ones. The 50s ones are just mainly it was less training and more how to buy food at the grocery store, or how to date, do's and don'ts, or how to survive a gas attack, just regular things.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It was if you have deadly chemicals on your body, try washing. And it's wow. Wow.
Okay. I guess that does make sense. They're not wrong, right?
Yeah. I think the wildest one was just, there was a whole tutorial on how to use a TV remote, because that was fucking premium technology back then.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you know, but if you've never seen one before.
But I think this one was, built into, a table or something. It was pretty chunky.
The remote was built into the table?
Yeah, it was technically a remote control. It was still pretty chunky. They opened up a drawer in it. It was fucking TV remote.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, because I think some of the really early TV remotes didn't even use infrared signals. They used frequencies and stuff that the TV would pick up.
I mean, when people talk about, was it the UHF? I wondered what that's stood for, because it was in broadcasting, there's
It's ultra high frequency, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just ultra... Yeah. It was ultra high frequencies. I thought it was just gonna be like something fucking fancy, but no, it's just real fucking high.
Yeah, dude, people love fucking, back, especially back in the 80s, they just love cranking the frequency up on shit.
Okay, so before we get into these videos, I think we need like a reviewing criteria for this podcast.
Okay, so like what to expect at, on like how for reviewing it, like out of 10 or still effectiveness today?
I think there should be like different levels. So I think the first one I think I have is actual useful information.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
It's not the most important, but I mean, it should be there. Just useful information. I think I was also, I put employee depression scale because I don't know. I can't get into it unless I see a certain deadness in the employee's eyes. Like, it's just, I can't see myself in that situation, and I just can't take any of the lessons in. So, yeah. Employee depression scale.
If, you know, if you can't see it in the actor's face that, fuck, I'm only getting paid less than minimum wage for this, like, if I can't see that cross their eyes, like, I'm not interested. This is not enjoyable to me.
I mean, there's always the segment where they have to learn to say, like, different ways of saying hello so you don't say hello over and over again because you want to be personable. But then it's like, howdy, how's it going?
Dude, I said howdy to somebody once and it was fucking awkward.
once when I was in the subway, like, I got in a really awkward conversation with this, like, mechanic guy because he was so pissed off that he couldn't sit down or, like, someone put a bag on the seat or something. So he just started bitching to me. And I said, yeah, fucking see you later, mate. And so just saying mate just was so alien to me. I was like, oh, my God. This sounds so fucking forced.
See you later, mate.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, good one, matey boy. Well, I'm just going to be out.
Finger guns at the door. Fucking.
Yeah. What else do I have? A wow factor.
A wow in a wow factor in an instructional video?
Yeah, because they always have these like bold colors and all these graphics just flying at you, you know, and like, yeah, it goes back to the celebrity. Like, you need to be some fucking pizzazz, you know.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Also, maybe is there a rap 1 to 10 scale?
Okay. Yeah, I can see a lot of these, you know, videos have rapping in them.
I mean, like, it's depending on what, like, how much of a rap it is, it'd be whether it's a 1 and 10. You know, there might be a limerick, you know, maybe that's a 2, but, you know, I'm looking for that full rap experience.
Yeah, I think if there is there rap, yes or no, right? That's one tree of this criteria. And the second tree is, was the rap good, yes or no?
Perfect. Do you have any ideas? Maybe like the longest awkward pause.
What about what's that test to see if two women talk to each other about something and they both have names within the story and they both don't talk about a subject that's not men. What's that test called?
Yeah, what is the name?
Oh, I'm sure I will tell us. I forgot what it was called.
Psy. The Bechdel test, also known as the Bechdel-Wallace test, is a measure of the representation of women in fiction. It asks whether a work features at least two women who talk to each other about something other than a man. God, I wish literally anyone spoke about me. Matt, was it really necessary to give me a loneliness subroutine for a podcast?
Okay, so do two women talk to each other and it's not about the product or like the creepy CEO that you know is just fucking behind a camera, or sometimes they step into the camera, but you know they're always watching.
Yeah, I mean, see if you know that could be one. Are you writing these down or should I write them down? Or
oh fuck, I wasn't. Okay, so I wrote down some of them. should we just go into the first one? Maybe we can just change the criteria as it goes along.
Maybe know, there's just, some more come just, up, yeah.
Yeah, we're just hashing it out.
Okay.
Okay, so I think we should probably put the audio in just so that they get the full experience of us watching this video. But we're going to be watching Wendy's grill skills, you know, to teach the employees real grill skills.
Grill skills?
Yeah, grill skills.
Do you know what year this came out?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's lost the time. We'll never know.
Yeah, it's probably... It might be. It's definitely... Oh, my God. Okay, so what's happening is there is a giant sign that says Grill Skills, which is currently flying at us. Well, there's fucking strobe lights in the background. Oh, here's the CEO. Okay, so this should be awkward CEO talk on a scale, and at the moment this video is giving me a 10 out of 10. He's the king of Wendy's.
The king of Wendy's.
I don't know.
The Burger King, if you will.
I feel like this man is trapped in Wendy's because he looks so sad. Like I haven't seen him blink at all. He's just staring directly into us.
Oh my God, that's true.
I think technically he is an employee, so the employee depression scale is really kind of going off the charts. Perfect for an audio medium is a podcast on us watching a video.
Oh, you gotta learn grill.
Yeah, well, every boy in his life is gotta learn the way of the grill. That's just, I thought that was just, you know, that's just something you go through to become a man.
It's just a rite of passage to master the hot top.
Yeah, my papa chained me to a grill until I learned the way of the grill.
Oh, look at that TV, dude.
I know.
That's aesthetic, dude.
When I was running through these, I thought it was a microwave.
Oh my God.
Okay, currently he is turning on a TV that looks like he's inside of a space station. And now he is currently
Special effects.
Yeah. Oh shit, there's some sort of a rap genie.
Whoa, who the fuck is that? Is that Eazy-E, dude?
I don't know.
Fucking DJ Jazzy Fresh? Is that his name?
I told you he's being sucked into the TV.
My God.
Oh, that was quick.
He's been fucking downloaded.
Oh shit! The rap genie's behind him. Oh. Okay. He's doing some fucking jazz moves. Oh, he's doing a jive.
Is this actually Jazzy Jeff? I'm not sure.
Wait. Full stop. Who the fuck's Jazzy Jeff?
The guy from he's like Will Smith's friend, and he's like he was in The Fresh Prince, I think.
Wait, and his name's Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah, DJ Jazzy Jeff, dude.
That sounds like someone's drug dealer, like, down the road. It's like,
he gets fucking eight from
Jazzy Jeff.
They salt the meat. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that Dino.
Holy shit!
Hold on. He just fucking dumped an entire fucking tub of salt onto that. You can't even... Oh, wow, this means some... Okay, that guy's being... He's being assaulted by a clock.
We're definitely learning shit.
Excuse me. Okay, so currently, Free Patties with Makeup started singing at us.
Yeah, they're basically like the female versions of the California Raisins, except they're fucking meat patties.
Oh my God, they do look like the California Raisins. I want everyone to know there's still two-thirds of this video left, and I think I've lost my mind. Yeah, I was so enamored by the rapping that I forgot he was trying to train us to flip burgers.
Yeah. Oh, look at that, dude.
Ooh, that was a ghost situation right there. He just held his hand to try and flip his patties.
Oh, he's speeding up, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Is this his true power? God, he's blinding the lens with that fucking golden spatula.
Yeah.
So how come this manager, right? I'm assuming she's manager or shift leader. How come she just didn't teach him? Truly, she would have known, like, the best way
because
to do it.
She can't teach him. The only way to learn how to flip patties is to go into the rap dimension.
The rap dimension?
Thank you. Oh my God, it's the old man CEO again.
Dude, it's like a fucking Stan Lee cameo. Dude, look at this fucking guy. He pulled the fucking burger meat out to make it look like it went over the bun more.
Oh my god. Is this guy the father of, like, the sad soup can microwave guy?
Oh god.
He looks like him.
He's not very emotive, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on, Grill Skrills by The Crew.
Wait, wait.
1989. Dang. Ouchies, dude.
Wait, wait. I want to know, what else did the crew do? Can Al tell us about the crew?
Oh, my
God. Oh, fuck. The only thing that came... Is that Ubisoft, the crew?
No, that's a game. It's a driving game. It's going to be something tragic, like fucking following their 1989 release. The crew disbanded only after one song, Gold Grill Skin.
The lead singer of the crew died in a grill fire.
The drummer overdosed on bacon grease.
Could not find the rap artist hired by Wendy's. My data bank show that the crew is referring to the Wendy's 1989 fry cooks in the video.
Turns out, people have already rated this.
And what, rated it? Really?
I found some reviews.
Oh, fuck, we went to it too late!
You wanna hear this one?
Okay, but we're just, but we're just trying it out, you know? We'll find some, there has to be, like, tens of thousands of these videos, so you have to go deep.
I think he fucking critiques the video, too. This guy. Dude, let me read you this shit. Okay, hold on. This is review is left by some guy called Gregory Pentagram Thomas, okay? Oh, sorry, Gregory Joseph, very evil name.
Yeah, was it Jeffrey Joseph?
Sorry, Gregory Pentagram Star in the middle, Joseph.
Okay.
This is on a website called letterboxed.com. Dave Thomas seems really tired and uncomfortable here, even unwell. He's in a gray suit and tie, standing in front of gray walls, gray metal industrial grill tops and fryolators, cooking gray meat and joyously repeating, "Old fashioned press to me."
Old fashioned burger.
He spelt it F-A-Y-S-H-I-O-N-E-D. Grill Skills is full of disgusting phrases like meat in the cold well, meat's got grain to it like wood. Maybe the most disgusting moment is the casual revelation that rejected burgers become chili meat. Yeah, we were talking about that. Ground meat gore is really revolting on videotape, whether in a Todd Sheets movie or in a fast food training video. After listening to Dave drone on for a while, Bill, the trainee protagonist at a Wendy's employee surrogate, is sucked into a disco light field where the Duke of Grill wraps him grill safety for the best practice and air guitars on a spatula. Dave comes back at the end to test his work, and the employee of an actual Wendy's mug and lip sync. What? Dave comes back at the end to test his work, and the employees of an actual Wendy's mug and lip sync to a nauseating country rock song that recaps everything we learned. At one point, there's a roaring fire superimposed over a line of customers waiting for burgers. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, it was concerning. Like, it has, like, the dead faces of all these employees just staring at us, and then just a fucking flyer on, like, all the people going to a Wendy's.
There's a saxophone solo and a guy in a newsboy hat winks at the camera. That's his last remark. Who is the rapper, though? I didn't find out who the rapper was.
It's the crew. Or maybe the crew is the people. Maybe he's someone who worked at Wendy's and he just happens to have, like, I don't know, freelance as a rapper.
No way did fucking anybody compensate this guy for this money, for this job.
Maybe. Did this make any money? Or did Dave Thomas has got to fucking give this man his dues. I think we should go straight into... Actually, did we learn anything from that one? Are we going to give our own rating? It's definitely 10 out of 10 for does it have a rap? Because that was a rap I've ever heard one.
That's definitely a rap. Did I learn anything? I probably did, but I don't remember anything.
You learned that meat has grain like wood.
Oh, yeah.
I was too caught up in the music that, like, I didn't even take anything in.
No.
Okay, so employee depression scale is definitely, like, maybe a 8 out of 10. I feel like we could go further, because even, like, the CEO looked like he was kind of having his life drained out of him.
Yeah, dude, he did look pretty sad.
He looked like those burgers are finally catching up to him. Like, all he eats is fucking burgers that drape over the bun. But has to go over the side of the bun.
Oh, of course.
As he clarified.
Yeah, I'd give it an 8. 8 on the employee depression scale.
It does not pass the Bechdel test because they only talk about burgers, which we discussed that that is the main character.
Yeah, there at no point were two female employees talking to each other.
Yeah, that they were talking directly to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's a fail on that one. Zero on progressiveness.
Do we need a new criteria? Maybe special effects?
There was that 2 seconds of special effects where one guy in the back shook the TV and someone fucking vaped behind it.
Yeah, I still am sure that TV was a fucking microwave by the way it looked.
Fuck, I wish I had a TV like that, man. That's some fucking chunky buttons, big fucking just port for the VHS.
Yeah, I really want to go to like a thrift store and just pick up like random VHS tapes and see what's on them. Like, I'm sure you could get like a cheap CRT on like eBay or something.
They get picked up a lot nowadays for people who like play competitive old games and shit.
But there has to be like so many CRTs just out there.
Maybe. I mean, at the end of the day, they're actually like very fragile, right? People forget that they're just big glass vacuum tubes.
Should we go into a new one? Though we're moving away from Wendy's and going into one that's a little more abstract, or like one people haven't heard of. Going into Blockbuster territory.
Oh, yeah, Blockbuster, okay.
Yeah, can Al tell us what Blockbuster is for people who don't remember what Blockbuster is? Because I've never stepped inside a Blockbuster in my entire life.
I refuse to answer such a demeaning question.
Yeah, wait, 1 sec, I have to check if Blockbuster is a real company. Yep, okay, seems
just
good.
Sure.
Yep. let's start this one. This is a two-parter, though, so I think this will have to be the final video.
Blockbuster. Why is BU capitalized? Oh, know, for like BU, like Blockbuster University, because you're learning.
Yeah, because they are taking us to Blockbuster University. All these videos, like, they always make it seem like the location is haunted, that there's like some weird technical difficulty and like weird ghosts of just possessed technology.
Well, what are you doing here?
Yeah, dude, it's not like just like it is ghosts, right? What else could it be? The only way that they can think on how to train you is to literally remove you from this fucking plane of existence and insert you into another one. Like, learning is so fucking...
Maybe like the CEO is so removed from reality and it's like, how do we change our employees? And it's like, no, we have to take them to a new dimension.
It's the only way to learn.
I wonder if Tesla has one like this. There has to be. Like, who knows what Elon thinks this like his employees do.
I feel like some of them I think, you know what? Unfortunately, the sad reality is that most of these training videos have been replaced with like online training courses.
Oh, really? We don't get a fun video anymore? You don't get fucking like Bezos sending us a video and getting like fucking floor pissing etiquette or whatever?
I'm Jeff Bezos, and I'm here today to talk to you about shitting your pants in the workplace. Thanks, Jeff.
Remember, you have to shit correctly in your cage. You can't get it into another employee's cage.
Yeah. Do not shit into the other employee's cage. Whoa, where did this guy go?
I completely missed what the TV ghost said.
Oh, no, he wasn't saying anything.
I think it's a Christmas Carol situation where he's like the ghost of fucking Blockbuster past, and he's trying to tell her how to be a correct employee, otherwise she's gonna fucking lose her job or something. So if you ever have to be yours in for a care, you can just stop in here.
Well, good, I'm glad to know that. I'll do that next time. Well, as usual, you're out of the new release.
Sorry, I'm just cracked up.
Oh, I'm sorry. What movie did you want?
Yeah, actually, I wanted...
I vaped too much before my shift, and now I keep seeing ghosts in the television.
Are you okay? You look a little freaked out.
Oh, it's fucking... She's got a gun, bro! Holy
the
fuck.
Scanner does look like a gun. Oh my god, her Dark Master is back.
Her Dark Man.
Okay, so, oh shit, so that was the end of part one. We aren't going to watch part two.
Okay.
I think I'll rate this one pretty poorly because... Oh, fuck, I don't know. It didn't grab me. Because, like, this is what I'm comparing it to. I watched when I was trying to find, like, good videos before I got fucking gaslit into watching the parody one. Because look at the beginning of this Mercedes one, when it's, like, cars just driving into, like, the assault plane. Whoa. With, like, techno music playing.
Dude, listen to this fucking...
It's incredible.
Synth, dude. Oh.
Yeah, now you're in it.
Play me some fucking concerto, bro, on a fucking $15 fucking piano.
Yeah, this is definitely a fucking preset song you get on, like, a MIDI keyboard.
Quick start sales techniques. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, but, like, that was... See, that's incredible when you see something like that. And, like, you need that pizzazz. You need that wow factor. Like, you can't just have a ghost in it. That's just not... That doesn't cut it in, like, today's age.
That's true. I wonder, what would make a really good...
Look at this one. This is Michael Jordan.
MJ!
Yeah, in a McDonald's ad. Like, that's full grab you if you get fucking Michael Jordan in there.
Yeah, dude, I don't give a shit about that fucking German engineer. Give me this guy.
Yeah.
They're customers.
Yeah, he's saying all the basketball fans are customers. So he's got to please the customers. He's got to do some fucking slam dunks because that's what the customers really want.
Right.
I think that's all we'll be reviewing, I think. I mean, like, how do you think it would go? Because, like, I should... Because, like, I want to be surprised, but how do I know if I'm going to be duped? Because, I mean, people don't take these videos seriously. Like, they shouldn't be making parodies. They should be fucking appreciating the art of the training video.
Yeah, it seems like it's seems like it's very easy to be duped in this. I mean, I think it's just such a hot target for, like, people to make fun of. Because the budgets on these must have been... absolutely terrible if you think about it. At least 30 years ago.
Are you sure? Like, I showed you that. Like, imagine how much actually. No, but it was McDonald's, so I mean, they could afford Michael Jordan to just turn up.
Yeah, but that's it. They only spent all their money on Michael Jordan, nothing on the actual training element.
But that, you don't need that. You just, I mean, like, you'll want to train yourself after having Michael Jordan tell you about how he's fucking pleasing his customers with slam dunks and shit. You want to be like him.
I'm just like Michael Jordan. No way. Like, multi-millionaire, dude.
I feel so bad for the employees in this video. It's because, you know, they aren't being paid overtime to be in this video. And look like they're dying inside.
No doubt. These people do not want to fucking be there.
Oh, fuck. I remember watching one on forklift safety. I should have found that one instead of the weird dupe or, like, the Blockbuster ghost situation.
Oh, I remember that. We watched one on forklift safety years ago.
It was like one not to do, and it was this guy just slowly being killed over and over again by, like, a forklift.
He got fucking, like, stabbed by the forks, and then he got, like, a fucking hammer in his head and stuff.
There's one I couldn't find, which was actually the main reason I wanted to do this idea, and it was like, I think it was like buffet etiquette for staff or something, and it was like how to manage the roast beef counter.
Oh.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I remember that one. The guy who's actually in it, right? The guy who's like cutting the meat, he actually uploaded the video himself. And he's so sweaty because he's, like, under all the lights and shit.
Yeah, he has to work for fucking 10 hours next to a heat lamp. You know, like, he's fucking drenched through in that chef outfit.
Jesus.
It's really the worst.
That's employee of the month right there.
So what do you think? I think, like, it has promise, I think. But we really need to get down our rating system.
I guess there will be a very large archive of instructional videos to go through, so content is abundant. Abundant? What the fuck? Abundant? Abundant, yeah. Bountiful. Abundant.
This shit goes back for, like, fucking 7 decades. Like, we have loads of stuff.
I feel like the older they are, the more, like you said, instructional and, like, not funny. I guess that's when they start to realize that people actually do not give a fuck about the instructional videos, so you have to have something eye-catching or... something to hold their attention, right?
I don't know. I saw one that was like, it was really weird. I think it was like one that tell people about coping mechanisms, but it was actually like this guy spinning in a circle wearing a grandma mask, but like the mask is on both sides of his head, And he spins for a good, like, 2 minutes before the video starts because they wanted to make, like, an impression on the viewer or something. I don't know. There's plenty of weird, fucked up stuff from the old ones. I think it's from, like, 1950.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking neo-Greek tragedy.
Yeah, and you're forgetting about, what was it, like, Reefer Madness, when they were trying to teach kids not to smoke pot, and it was, like, just fucking ripping their eyeballs out.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Those weird propaganda videos are pretty good, because they go in, like, fucking weird places, and it's like, don't fucking drink a beer, not even once.
Oh, fuck. There's, like, early 90s and, like, mid-2000s, like, TV ads where they just basically get, okay, just do whatever the fuck you want, and then make an ad, and they just made some fucking weird shit back then.
But I think, like, I used to see ones that were, like, if you smoke weed, you'll, like, turn into a sloth, and they actually physically turn into a sloth, and it's like you won't fucking function as a human being, or like one that's like you'll lose all your friends or go crazy.
Jesus. This was like back in the, what, 70s, 80s, 60s? When did they have this like big push for like...
Fuck, it was like, I think the Reefer Madness one was like the 60s, but the one I watched was like in 2000 or something, like the weird, like, sloth one.
2000? Who the fuck, who the fuck is paying for that? Like...
I'm trying to find it, but all I can find is people reacting to it. So I think we're kind of a little late to the party. So we may have to shelve this idea. I think it's too late for us. We have to find like a new niche. I mean, we should go like deeper and review the reviews.
Oh my god! Yeah, I think the reviewer here gave some good points about the product, but I just don't think he actually made any investment to sell you on the product he was reviewing.
Yeah, it's like, he didn't appreciate the artisanship of flipping the patty, actually.
Actually, you know what? I've just been watching, like, review channels recently on YouTube, on, like, YouTube Shorts, right? And there's, like, this one fat Norwegian guy who just, he just does, like, reaction channel shit. And, like, he just does the same stuff all the time. Like, wow, that's so satisfying. Or, like... Oh my god, I would eat that. Like, and like, it's always the same shit. Like, I think that's what content is now, dude. I mean, even if we did do one of these and we just said, like, well, it's Michael Jordan, basketball, fuck, McDonald's. Like, people would watch it no matter what. They just want, all people want to watch is like, well, I don't know about people, but like, maybe like, all the weirdos who watch YouTube all day. I think maybe all they want is like, just to watch a YouTube video and then somebody else to think for them. Like, just to say what they're thinking, and then someone else says it.
Man, Matt, you didn't have to read me the filth. I feel like you...
Sorry.
It's gotta be hashtag relatable.
Oh, yeah, that's not really relatable.
You gotta do it for the people. But actually, like, I don't know how well this idea would be for a podcast, because unless we, like we describe the entire video... So, like, we watch the whole video prior to it, and then we just describe the entire training video for, like, an audio medium. It's like, now there's a man in a gray suit walking into... Oh, now he's talking about burgers. Okay, he lifted up a burger.
Close captioning on the fucking video.
Yeah. Now there is a face floating out of a CRT. It was about 12 inches long. Okay. There's a couple of colors. Okay. He's being sucked into the TV. Yep. He has a golden spatula.
Oh my god.
I mean, we could do it.
Yeah, but is that entertaining though? Just watching that for fun.
I mean, it could be like ASMR. Fuck, I don't know. It's ASMR. It'd be for someone. We could do fucking ASMR training videos. You don't sound sold on my pitch for training videos.
Somehow I still feel like even if you were doing that, right, describing it, you still want to see the video. Yeah, maybe this would work a little bit better if it was like more of a video format kind of thing, but...
Although, like, we could just do the commentary and it'd be like, okay, so you need to start the video 2 minutes in. Okay, we'll just wait for you. Okay, on the beep, click the play button.
Make it really hard to watch. Go back to 15 seconds. Okay, now watch this bit. Now go back.
Okay, so we rated some videos, but how about you fucking rate my idea, Matt? Mm. What are you gonna rate it?
I think it's possible. I think this is possible, but we need to do it in a video format so that everybody can enjoy, you know, Michael Jordan's likeness in full blurry quality.
Yeah, and I don't think any of these are... I think they're all probably in public domain now because they've been around for like ages.
I don't know. I think the public domain is like, it's got some weird laws.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think Wendy's is gonna fucking renew the copyright for the Rap Genie?
Oh yeah, dude. Definitely.
Like, who knows? They might have fucking pressed that song onto record or whatever. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it was a hit.
Yeah, dude. You know that guy, that one rapper, still getting royalties.
Maybe we could get the crew on the podcast. Would that be the deal?
Oh my god, Wendy's the crew. Oh my god, dude.
Fuck, we don't have a name.
Yeah, you didn't come up with any names, right? Okay. What about? Burger patty instructional video. Okay, what about
then? Maybe some synergy in there. Synergistic corporate. what else can we put in there?
What if you call it de-learning, and then it's like e-learning, but for fucking old people or something?
What? I thought it maybe like B-learning for boomers.
We do B-learning up in here.
Fuck, anyone who was in that video is probably a boomer now. So like, I don't.
Oh yeah, fuck. Oh fuck. Al, tell us how old Michael Jordan is. I need to know.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to know how old he is. A precious baby boy in my mind. My mind palace.
My mind palace. Michael Jordan sits on the throne of my mind palace.
Oh, he's 57.
Oh, so he was like 27 when he recorded this then.
Like, it didn't take him long to cash in that good fucking McDonald's money.
Oh, fuck McDonald's. I fucking love McDonald's, but fuck McDonald's.
I don't know. Like, I hadn't had McDonald's in so long, but then, like, I think it was like a couple of months ago, I got just like a regular ass burger, but then, like, I like opened it up and filled it with sriracha, and it was so fucking good.
I might order McDonald's tonight.
Yeah, fuck this podcast. Let's go get McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay. Fine. I guess we'll see you next week.
But just... we don't have a name. But okay, so fuck it.
Just call it fuck this. Let's get McDonald's.
No, fuck it. Synergistic training podcast.
Okay.
Fuck, I don't know.
Synergistic training podcast one. Okay.
Okay. Now with video or like now with audio.
Now in stereo.
Yeah, now in stereo. Perfect.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I have to write this thing because I'm not going to remember.
That's okay. I don't think we want to remember. We may have to murder it, but this is definitely going into the graveyard. Or heaven. I mean, heaven. Whatever. The podcast heaven. Yep.
What was the name? Synergistic what?
Maybe synergistic podcast training. I don't know. Yeah, that's technically a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. By anything, by any other fucking means, any technicalities, it was technically a podcast.
I mean, you can't sue us and say it wasn't a podcast.
Yeah, fuck you, Wendy's corporate lawyers. You can't touch us.
If you did get this far, I'm so sorry that you had to listen to fucking a video this whole time.
Maybe we can find a way to link the videos, but...
No.
No, fuck you, go find it yourself.
Yeah, it'd be a fun little scavenger hunt. Maybe yeah. we'll put it in the description of one of our podcasts, not this one, but in one of them.
Just a different episode, we'll put the links
in. Yeah, we'll use Anchor, we'll insert the URL inside one of the podcasts, so it'd be a fun little search to go find it.
Oh, like... Like, you mean, like, we just cut in the middle of one of the episodes and you just say out the URL?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Perfect.
Great. Okay. I guess we'll see you next week on a different episode. Unfortunately, not this episode. Well, I mean, you never know. We might develop a little bit more, but...
See you soon on a podcast training video near you. Yeah, and you will have to bring your own food.
Lunch is not paid for, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay, it.
Okay, see you.
Bye.
Hey,
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.